That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for Free Talk Live. And we are launching into hour number three. And Tally, you've got a story about the federal government basically demanding a bunch of information from Verizon. Before we get into that, I talked about where you can use your bitcoins earlier in the show. But now I want to tell you where you can get your bitcoins. Because if you're going to use them, you have to get them from somewhere. Well, BitInstant.com is the fastest and the easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account and where your account is, then make the deposit. It is that easy. BitInstant.com. Now, Tally, I know that, or at least I believe you use the bitcoins. I've been using them for... I first started accepting them a couple of years ago, but it's really been within the past 4 months that I've actually began being what I would call a user of bitcoins. Bought some at the Liberty Forum in Nashua, and I've made several purchases. I purchased a domain with Bitcoin using a company that accepts Bitcoin for domain services. I also used some Bitcoin with WordPress.com for some service there. So Bitcoin is becoming, you know, the alternative digital currency that people are using.
Now, why do you presume that I use Bitcoin?
I said I don't know if you do.
Oh.
I think you do.
You think I do? Now, why is that?
I thought you did.
Why is that?
Because I thought that there was one night we were discussing a transaction and Bitcoin was discussed as an option.
I think that just because I'm a liberty-oriented person, you just go around assuming that they use Bitcoin also.
No, I thought that we had actually had a conversation in which Bitcoin was discussed as an option.
Well, it never happened. But as a matter of fact, last night I went to blockchain.info and I signed myself up for an account.
Awesome.
So I'm a total newbie when it comes to Bitcoin.
Okay, I thought you had been used. I must be confusing you with somebody else.
You just like to make generalizations.
No, I don't think that's what it is at all. I honestly thought that we had had a conversation before. But BitInstant.com is where you can fund that account that you just set up last night. So tell me about the overreach of the federal government and Verizon.
Yeah, another day, another story about the federal government's overreach. This just came in to me. It's dated 5 June. By Glenn Greenwald, and the headline, this is from the Guardian, the United Kingdom. We have to get our news from foreign sources. Headline, revealed, NSA collecting phone records of millions of Americans daily. Exclusive by Glenn Greenwald. Top secret court order requiring Verizon hand over all call data shows scale of domestic surveillance under Obama. The National Security Administration, or National Security Agency, is currently collecting the telephone records of millions of U.S. customers of Verizon, one of America's largest telecom providers, under a top-secret court order issued in April. Wow, so this is very recent, too.
Yeah, I thought I had heard about this about a month ago, but I wasn't entirely positive.
Jeez. The order, a copy of which has been obtained by The Guardian, requires Verizon on an, quote, ongoing daily basis to give the NSA information on all telephone calls in its systems, both within the U.S. and between the U.S. and other countries. The document shows for the first time that under the Obama administration, the communication records of millions of U.S. citizens are being collected indiscriminately and in bulk. regardless of whether they are suspected of any wrongdoing. Just to jump in here, Daryl, do you think this timing has anything to do with the NSA data center that's coming online?
You know, I would not be at all surprised. I also would not be surprised if this was somehow related to the Associated Press phone records that were collected by the Department of Justice. And I believe some of the Fox News reporters had information obtained from the DOJ as well. And, of course, we know about the FBI investigating anti-war or antiwar.com. That investigation has been ongoing for at least 9 years. So, you know, we know that the government has been snooping and spying on people.
Right, but this is pretty widespread, as I'll continue. The document shows for the first time that under the Obama administration, the communication record of millions of U.S. citizens are being collected indiscriminately and in bulk, regardless of whether they are suspected of any wrongdoing. The Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, FISA, granted the order to the FBI on April 25th, giving the government unlimited authority to obtain the data for a specified 3-month period ending on July 19th.
All I can say is that I'm glad I don't use Verizon.
Well, AT&T was horrible. There was a whistleblower as far as their services go where the NSA built a back room that he was curious about. And then when he investigated, found out that that room allowed the NSA to pipe in all their data. So
that's ridiculous the way they're just overstepping their bounds. And it seems as though very few people even care or know about it.
It's outrageous. I'm afraid people are just becoming so desensitized to it because they're probably used to having their information trampled upon. Okay, so under the terms of the blanket order, the number of both parties on a call are handed over, as is location data, call duration, unique identifiers, and the time and duration of all calls. The contents of the conversation itself are not covered. The disclosure is likely to reignite longstanding debates in the U.S. over the proper extent of the government's domestic spying powers. Under the Bush administration, officials and security agencies had disclosed to reporters the large-scale collection of call record data by the NSA. But this is the first time significant and top-secret documents have revealed the continuation of the practice on a massive scale under President Obama. The unlimited nature... how's that for hope and change, by the way?
Yeah.
The unlimited nature of the records being handed over to the NSA is extremely unusual. FISA court orders typically direct the production of records pertaining to a specific named target who is suspected of being an agent of a terrorist group or foreign state, or a finite set of individually named targets. The Guardian approached the National Security Agency, the White House, and the Department of Justice for a comment in advance of publication on Wednesday. All declined.
Of course they declined.
Yeah.
That they're going to, even if they did answer, they would say, well, we have all of these different immunities, so we don't have to tell you anything anyway.
Right. Transparency for the American people, but not for us. Okay. The agencies were also offered the opportunity to raise specific security concerns regarding the publication of the court order. The court order expressly bars Verizon from disclosing to the public either the existence of the FBI's request for its customers' records or the court order itself.
What about whatever happened to freedom of speech?
So it sounds like somebody leaked it to The Guardian, and The Guardian, being a foreign newspaper, published it to the world. So props to you.
Yeah. So I have two questions here. Whatever happened to freedom of speech, and whatever happened to being able to face your accuser? So, if you've got any thoughts on this, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. Call in 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And before we get back to the story about the NSA collecting data on pretty much every telephone call that's made in the United States, I want to tell you about Porkfest X. It's coming up less than 2 weeks away from June 17th through the 23rd at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. David Friedman, Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and Free Talk Live, and of course, so much more. This promises to be the biggest and best Porkfest yet. Porkfest.com. Porkfest.com. You can go there, get directions and information, look at the schedule, find out all of the events that are going on, and you can actually sort of prepare yourself for the week that is Porkfest X. So Porkfest.com for all of the information. And tickets are no longer being sold. They're only available now at the door during Porkfest. So, Mr. Talley.
Yes, sir.
Tell me more about the NSA overstepping its bounds.
Well, it's outrageous. So, I'll just continue this article from The Guardian, Glenn Greenwald. The court order expressly bars Verizon from disclosing to the public either the existence of the FBI's request for its customers' records or the court order itself. We decline comments, said Verizon.
The order, of course they did.
Yeah, well, they
because
would
they're
get
not
in
allowed
trouble.
To talk about yeah. the court order. Yeah. It's the same way with the little secret orders that get issued by the FBI under the USA Patriot Act, to where it is a felony to discuss one of the search warrants that are issued. I heard several years ago Judge Andrew Napolitano talking about a librarian that was arrested for asking another librarian about one of these search warrants because some FBI agent walked in, handed her a warrant, and said, we need all of the library history for John Smith. She turned around, asked another librarian, hey, do you know anything about this? And was promptly arrested because it's a felony to discuss your warrant with anyone, including a lawyer.
Wow.
So tell me how you're supposed to be able to defend yourself against one of these warrants that you get arrested for when you can't even speak to your lawyer about it because that's a felony.
That is just chilling.
Yeah.
All right, let me continue here. The order signed by Judge Roger Vinson compels Verizon to produce to the NSA electronic copies of, quote, all call detail records or telephony metadata created by Verizon for communications between the United States and abroad or wholly within the United States, including local telephone calls. The order directs Verizon to, quote, continue production on an ongoing daily basis thereafter for the duration of this order.
And the order is currently in effect until July 19th of this year?
So the government is going to have all this metadata, which includes where people are, who they contact. It's a lot of information. I wonder what they're going to do with it. Back to the article. It specifies that the records to be produced include session identifying information such as originating and terminating number, the duration of each call, telephone calling card numbers, trunk identifiers, international mobile subscriber identity number, and comprehensive communication routing information. The information is classified as metadata or transactional information rather than communications, and so does not require individual warrants to access, or so they say. The document also specifies that the metadata is not limited to the aforementioned items. A 2005 court ruling judged that cell site location data, the nearest cell tower a phone was connected to, was also transactional data. And so could potentially fall under the scope of that order. Yeah, exactly. They could find your location easily.
Yeah, and I pulled up an article while you were talking about this that explains exactly what is in the telephone metadata and what the authorities can not only find out about your telephone calls, but about you from the metadata. So...
Yeah, does this affect more than just Verizon customers? Is it Verizon property? Is it everything that's on their towers? What does this affect?
So according to this article, it's just Verizon, but that's all we know about. I'm
and every telephone call made by somebody using Verizon. So if somebody has Verizon and calls you,
right,
or if you call someone with Verizon,
right, it's on their equipment,
then all of those telephone calls would be then recorded. And presumably, any roaming cell phone call that uses a Verizon tower could potentially fall under the scope of this.
So I kind of jumped the gun here, but the Glenn Greenwald, the writer of this piece, comes to the same conclusion. I'll continue. While the order itself does not include either the contents of the messages or the personal information of the subscriber of any particular cell number, its collection would allow the NSA to build easily a comprehensive picture of who any individual contacted, how and when, and possibly from where, retrospectively. It is not known whether Verizon is the only cell phone provider to be targeted with such an order. I doubt it. Although previous reporting has suggested the NSA has collected cell records from all major mobile networks.
Great.
It is also unclear from the leaked document whether the three-month order was a one-off or the latest in a series of similar orders. The court order appears to explain the numerous cryptic public warnings by two U.S. senators, Ron Wyden and Mark Udall, about the scope of the Obama administration's surveillance activities. For roughly 2 years, the two Democrats have been stridently advising the public that the U.S. government is relying on, quote, secret legal interpretations. Oh, how's that for Orwellian doublespeak?
Is that sort of like the double secret probation from Animal House?
With the worst consequences. Okay, U.S. government is relying on secret legal interpretations to claim surveillance power so broad that the American public would be stunned to learn of the kind of domestic spying being conducted. And what's interesting here is they say they make the distinction of domestic spying. And I believe that is because the NSA spies on anybody they want in the world.
Yes.
But there are legal provisions about the National Security Agency spying on American citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was expanded several years ago under the FISA reauthorization, in which a U.S. senator said that some people love rights in the Constitution more than they love freedom, which is absolutely ludicrous. More on this, more on telephone metadata, what it can tell about you. 855-450.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
GCN listeners have their minds wide open, and open minds are inventive minds. America urgently needs new products and services to grow companies and to create new jobs. I'm Russ Weinzimmer of Russ Weinzimmer & Associates PC, a national law firm helping individuals and small companies across the U.S. As a GCN listener myself, I know this country is in deep trouble, and it's time to take action. Even if you've never worked with a patent attorney before, we will work with you to get strong, strategic protection for your invention. Just contact us for a free consultation to see if you can become a client. We are registered patent attorneys, so all consultations are completely confidential. Just go to strategicpatentlaw.com or call 800-621-3654 for your free consultation. That's 800-621-3654, or go to strategicpatentlaw.com. From your mind to the marketplace.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in 855-450-FREE, take over the airwaves. And in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Tally.
And Demi.
And before we get back to talking about the NSA overstepping its bounds, I want to tell you where you can go if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear. That's ManVentureOutpost.com. ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They are family-owned, members in good standing with the Better Business Bureau, and they have the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
And don't let the name fool you. I believe they also sell to women.
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Thank you, Tally. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's continue with this article about the NSA spying on all Verizon customers, but probably on everybody.
Yes.
So we left off where we talked about the two senators that were stunned to learn of the kind of domestic spying being perpetrated on the American people. Because those activities are... by the way, this is an article from The Guardian magazine, Glenn Greenwald.
Yeah, I've been trying to post it to the Free Talk Live Facebook page, but apparently the NSA is controlling something, and I can't post the link.
Are you allowed to talk about that on the air? Maybe we should just...
Well, I didn't get some sort of secret warrant, and even if I did, I'd still talk about it.
That's great. Okay, so because those activities are classified, the senators, both members of the Senate Intelligence Committee, have been prevented from specifying which domestic surveillance programs they find so alarming. But the information they have been able to disclose in their public warnings perfectly tracks both the specific law cited by the April 25th court order, as well as the vast scope of record gathering it authorized. Julian Sanchez, a surveillance expert with the Cato Institute, explained, quote, "We've certainly seen the government increasingly strain the bounds of relevance to collect large numbers of records at once. Everyone at 1 or 2 degrees of separation from a target, but vacuuming all metadata up indiscriminately would be an extraordinary repudiation of any pretense of constraint or particularized suspicion. The April order requested by the FBI and NSA does precisely that. The law on which the order explicitly relies is the so-called Business Records provision of the Patriot Act, 50 U.S.C. Section 1861. That is the provision which Wyden and Udall have repeatedly cited when warning the public of what they believe is the Obama administration's extreme interpretation of the law to engage in excessive domestic surveillance. In a letter to Attorney General Eric Holder last year, they argued that, quote, there is now a significant gap between what most Americans think the law allows and what the government secretly claims the law allows.
I would say that that gap has existed for about a dozen years.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people are not aware of anything at all in the USA Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people, oh, well, you know, it says Patriot in there, and yeah, if you don't love it, leave it. And if you're not with us, you're with the terrorist. So if you don't like it, then you must be one of them terrorists, and you deserve to be in Gitmo.
Well, it worked, and it's in effect, and now we're seeing presidents after Bush use it. Okay, so we believe, they wrote, that most Americans would be stunned to learn the details of how these secret court opinions have interpreted the business records provision of the Patriot Act. Private, and this is by the people that, you know, made the legislation. Or
presumably made the legislation.
Well, right. I mean, people that are in the legislative making business.
They're the ones that voted for it.
Right. Privacy advocates have long warned that allowing the government to collect and store unlimited metadata is a highly invasive form of surveillance of citizens' communications activities. Those records enable the government to know the identity of every person with whom an individual communicates electronically, how long they spoke, and their location at the time of communication. Such metadata is what the U.S. government has long attempted to obtain in order to discover an individual's network of associations and communication patterns. The request for the bulk collection of all Verizon domestic telephone records indicates that the agency is continuing some version of the data mining program begun by the Bush administration in the immediately aftermath of the 9/11 attack.
Mm-hmm.
The NSA, as part of a program secretly authorized by President Bush on 4 October 2001, implemented a bulk collection program of domestic telephone, internet, and email records. A furor erupted in 2006 when USA Today reported that the NSA had been, quote, secretly collecting the phone call records of tens of millions of Americans using data provided by AT&T, Verizon, and Bell South, and was using the data to analyze calling patterns in an effort to detect terrorist activity.
Right, because only terrorists have patterns when they make telephone calls, right? Like, regular people don't generally call their grandmother right after she eats supper on a Sunday evening.
Well,
that's something that only terrorists do, because that would be a call pattern.
I'm just concerned about the government, which gets to define what terrorist activity is, and that
right.
Keeps expanding.
Yeah, they now basically consider speaking out against the government to be terrorist activity.
Or using alternative currencies, etc.
Yes.
Until now, there has been no indication that the Obama administration implemented a similar program. These recent events reflect how profoundly the NSA's mission has transformed from an agency exclusively devoted to foreign intelligence gathering into one that focuses increasingly on domestic communications. A 30-year employee of the NSA, William Binney, resigned from the agency shortly after 9/11 in protest at the agency's focus on domestic activities.
So wonder what was on the 6 o'clock news that day. I bet it wasn't that head of the NSA or this 30-year employee left.
Yeah. Of course not. They're not going to tell you. They're just, oh, yeah, he's been here for 30 years. He was ready for retirement. But one thing that I think is sort of a little misworded is it says there was no indication until now that the Obama administration implemented a similar program, talking about the one that we know happened back in 2006. I wouldn't say that the Obama administration actually implemented anything as much as they simply continued something that was already happening.
Yeah, and if I wanted them to use their hope and change power, it would be on, you know, domestic surveillance. Maybe not continue those policies from the Bush administration, but nope, he's a Democrat, and now he has all the progressives on board, I guess, with this carrying on.
And I'm sure you've noticed how small the anti-war crowds are now at the different anti-war rallies.
Yep.
And even the Bradley Manning rallies, there's, you know, not a lot of people at in certain places.
In the mid-1970s, Congress for the first time investigated the surveillance activities of the U.S. government. Back then, the mandate of the NSA was that it would never direct its surveillance apparatus domestically. And you may not know this about me, but I actually worked for the NSA when I was in the Air Force Intelligence Agency. And I remember giving briefings that, yes, we only we focus our efforts on foreign targets, not domestic.
You have to tell us more about that in the final segment coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Still time for your call, your thoughts. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes.
In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains, crazy opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
It's time to get real. It's time to prepare. Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters, government takeover, UN takeover. Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia, June 6th, 7th, and 8th. 3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Product, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit ErniesPub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi,
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for your call, your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live, and in studio tonight, it's Daryl.
Tally.
And Nimi, who is chewing up some of the deliciously free pizza that we had, thanks to...
Howie. And thank you, Daryl, for putting me on the spot. Very good.
Well, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but then I saw you chewing, so I figured that I would introduce
me.
You.
Thank you
for
so
you.
Much.
So, Tally... You told us that you used to be a Fed.
Yeah, let me finish this article, and we can talk about my experience with the National Security Agency.
Certainly.
With that. Okay, so this just concludes the reporting done by Glenn Greenwald for The Guardian magazine that talks about the NSA having all telephone records of Verizon customers during a three-month window. Okay, so this article continues.
And we're in the midst of that three-month window still, because it goes until July 19th.
Yeah, it was like the end of April when it started. And I guess they received this information. Somebody may have leaked it to them, which would have been illegal, of course. In the mid-1970s, Congress, for the first time, investigated the surveillance activities of the U.S. government. Back then, the mandate of the NSA was that it would never direct its surveillance apparatus domestically. At the conclusion of that investigation, Frank Church, the Democratic senator from Idaho, who chaired the investigative committee, warned, quote, "The NSA's capability at any time could be turned around on the American people, and no American would have any privacy left. Such is the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter."
Now, I wonder how many people were still using telegrams in the 1970s.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just extrapolate the communication that is used today,
yeah.
And the NSA probably tracks it.
Telephone calls, email. Heck, I'm sure they probably find a way to track down carrier pigeons and get any message being delivered that way, too.
Now you're being paranoid.
I would agree.
It's not paranoia when you know that they're out to find all of your information.
Where do you keep your carrier pigeons? I don't want to know.
I could tell you, but...
No.
Keep that secret.
Yeah, keep... Please.
Then I would, like, reveal all of my secrets about my carrier pigeons. I actually don't have carrier pigeons, but I just think that it's one of those sort of, you know, old sort of technologies that I think would just be interesting to use again.
If you care about your privacy, then maybe you should get a carrier pigeon.
Yeah. Maybe I should.
Maybe you should.
So, Tally, tell us about working for the NSA.
So the National Security Agency has it works with the branches of the military, and I was in the Air Force, and I lucked out when I joined. It was like 93 to 97, and I was stationed on in England for 2 years and Japan for 2 years. Both of those were intelligence units that I was assigned to, and I worked in a sensitive compartmented information facility. So it's a building with no windows, security around it, of course, because there was intelligence work that was going on. I was in law enforcement, and so I worked in a special security office, and it was my job to make sure that people signed non-disclosure statements, had their security badges, that their name was at the entry control point so they could enter. And I was working around a lot of, intelligence officers and airmen and other folks, different branches of the military also. But it was all coordinated through the National Security Agency.
Okay, that's not really as interesting as I thought it was going to be. I thought you were going to tell me that you, like, sat in a little van and you listened for keywords.
No. I
read emails.
Nope. Gosh. Sorry about that.
A Google intern has a more interesting job than somebody working for the NSA. So paper pusher, essentially.
Yeah, but I was able to go to England and Japan and travel the world on a taxpayer's dime for a while.
Thank you so much.
Did you ever go to see Stonehenge?
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for all the tax dollars that funded. I couldn't join today because I am a different person, and I certainly don't support United States foreign policy. But, you know,
did support the foreign policy at the time?
I supported America. Now, this came like 13 years of, after 13 years of government school.
Right.
And I was in JROTC in high school.
My goodness. And
everything. So I was definitely on board with America equals freedom. And back then I was, about the liberty. And it came later in life where I'm like, this American government sure is trampling on liberties. It's more of a threat than a friend.
I remember when I was in high school, during roughly the time that you described, thinking, wow, this national debt at $4 trillion sure is unsustainable. We need to do something about this. Oh, I don't know. Here's a perfect idea. If we just dissolve the United States of America, there can be no more United States national debt.
Really? And so that's a pretty radical idea for a high schooler.
Yeah. And, of course, it wasn't necessarily from, the liberty perspective, but it was still, it definitely helped me along the path. But, yeah, I remember when the debt hit $4 trillion thinking that, wow, this is a massive amount of that's a massive number. And now it's approaching, $17 trillion, I believe, and the Congress is getting ready to raise the debt ceiling yet again.
I think ending the United States government is, for the debt, that's one good reason. Another is war. They wage a lot of war, and I'd like to see that stop. So maybe get rid of the institution.
Yeah, and, of course, back in the 90s, or during the period like 93 till about 96, there wasn't really that much war going on. There were peacekeeping missions all over the place.
Right, I did serve, quote-unquote, during the Bill Clinton administration.
Yeah, we were keeping the peace with bombs in Kosovo and Somalia and several other countries that I can't recall off the top of my head. But, yeah, there was a lot of bomb dropping, but it wasn't war. It was peacekeeping. But yet, as soon as a Republican does it, he's in war. Wait, he's doing the same thing that the Democrat did, and you called it peacekeeping. Well, it's different. Why? Because that country has oil. Oh, what did the other countries have? Aspirin factories.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started on the aspirin factory. Didn't that happen like during one of the revelations of Monica Lewinsky when Bill Clinton bombed an aspirin factory?
Yeah, it was during in the Sudan where he bombed the aspirin factory, and they claimed that it was because he had an old map. But at the same time, they also then said, well, we believe that there was a weapons building operation going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
So which one is it? Is it an old map, or are they building weapons in the aspirin factory?
reminds me of the movie Wag the Dog. I don't know if you, either of you seen it.
Yeah, I just saw it for the first time a few months ago.
Yeah. What'd you think?
It was very interesting, and I think it was definitely art imitating life.
Mm. Yeah, well, the premise was the president had a scandal. I think he was messing around with, like, a Girl Scout or something. And so they waged this phony war. They hired, like, a movie producer and all that, and they had green screen. And
The girl that played the refugee was Kirsten Dunst.
That's true. Yep.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of good actors, Woody Harrelson, Robert De Niro.
That's a really good movie. Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that you mentioned Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because there was the story that came out about him a couple days ago to where he told some magazine that he thinks that people can live without government.
That's right. And I've been following the Hunger Games movie series and books for a little while just because they're amazingly popular. And he's one of the stars in that, and in the movie, he helps.
Oh, yeah, he is. I saw the first movie. Mm-hmm. Have they come out with the second and third yet?
November 22nd, I believe, is the second movie, but there's three books.
Did they choose that date intentionally?
I don't know.
Because it marks 50 years after the assassination of Kennedy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's why I didn't know if they intentionally chose that date as some form of symbolism.
I don't know.
I've not read the book, so I don't know if their little president or whatever gets assassinated, but I just think that it's interesting that...
Well, no spoilers, but I don't know if historically the JFK assassination weekend is a big one for movies.
So, I don't know. I make the point to go out.
Thanksgiving.
I've already marked it off on my calendar, Tally. What are you doing?
I don't know. Silently mourning, I guess.
Okay, you guys can play Loveline later. This has been Free Talk Live with Daryl,
Tally,
and Emmy.
Tune in tomorrow night. Julia and Johnson take over the airwaves.
Yay.
And Mark and Ian will be back Friday.
Yay.
So I hope they're staying safe down in New York City at the Talker Convention. Free Talk.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.